Recorded Books presents Tremendous, The Life of a Comedy Savage by Joey Coco Diaz with Erica Florentine. Narrated by Joey Coco Diaz.
Hey! What's happening, you bad motherfuckers? Uncle Joey here. Listen, thank you for buying the book. Thank you for downloading it. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. You guys know I've been working on this for fucking ever, and we finally put the pieces together. Thank God I met Erica, and we got this book going, and here you are. In fact, here we are. So I want to thank you. What you're about to listen to is my life story. It comes in three parts. Part one, growing up the way I did, which was a great childhood, and then everything changed when my mother died. Part two is what I went through, you know, coming to reality that I was alone in this world. And that's always a big discovery to find out, and it dawns on you heavy. And then part three is how I turned my life around, getting off the blow, and it was one step at a time, because little commitments become big commitments. What I want you to get from this book is inspiration, and I want to let you know that even though you might have stumbled somewhere, who gives a fuck? You got to keep pushing every goddamn day. And that's how I got to where I am today. So thank you for all the support over the years. So here we are, after fucking 10 years. Tremendous. The story of a comedy savage. I hope you enjoy it, cocksuckers. Love you. To my mom, I did it. Introduction. I grew up firsthand seeing what it meant to hustle. My mom never skipped a fucking beat. I tried to take a leaf out of her book, and I'll be real with you. My life became a fucking shit show for a while when my warped motivation for hustling led me down some dark paths. Like one time, on a coke bender, I got so paranoid I called the cops on myself. Multiple times. Oh, and I also kidnapped a guy, but we'll get to all that shit later. I didn't intend to fail on my mom's wishes for me, to be a decent American, or to fail on my hopes for myself, but along the way, I did. I failed fucking miserably. And when I eventually found my stride with comedy, things started to take a turn for the better. My past failures became less important, less defining of my character, and connecting with my audience was all that really mattered. I've been doing stand-up for years before I figured out the special sauce. One day I woke up and it just clicked. I started telling stories about the crazy shit I'd done in my life, not knowing how it would land. And I was shocked and grateful to find there were people out there who liked hearing them. I grew a fan base that quickly felt more like a family to me than anything else. I was their Uncle Joey. If you've listened to my podcast, or you've seen or heard me anywhere else, you know my life stories aren't always pretty. But that was my point in writing this book. I want to tell you as much as I can. The bad mixed in with the good and the funny, with some names and minor details changed to protect people's privacy. For anyone who might be going through some shit right now, my hope is that when you're done reading this, you'll know for sure that you can get past it. And that's your past. You can find happiness and success in your life. Trust me, I was lower than low. In fact, I was barely a functioning human at certain points. I was addicted to crime and cocaine. But guess what? I came out on the other side. Don't get me wrong, this book isn't going to be a sob story either. Parts are sad, but you need to hear that to understand me as a whole. We all have our crosses to bear, and some stories from the early parts of my life are mine. As I'm writing this introduction, I'm in my home in New Jersey with my beautiful wife, Terry, and hanging out with my daughter, Mercy. And at this point in my life, I love them more than anything. Later, we'll all have dinner together as a family. Then I'll smoke some dope and make some notes for tomorrow's Uncle Joey's joint podcast. I'm living the dream I always wanted to live. My Uncle Lazaro told me a lot about my father, who died when I was 3. Uncle Lazaro said my dad and I were similar in lots of ways. We looked the same and we had the same mannerisms, but mostly we were both born to hustle. It seems I had 2 parents with that mentality. Sometimes I reflect on how I got to where I am today, and it's really that hustle, but with the right motivation. What you'll notice...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?